Proverbs Day 19, Suffering and Trials. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 3, NIV. Precious metals are heated to burn away the impurities. God uses trials in our life to do the same thing, burn away the impurities of sin and mature us. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, perishes, even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 7, NIV. 1 Peter was written by Peter, a disciple, to Christians in the Roman Empire who were experiencing persecution for their faith. When we read 1 Peter, we are reading how to handle life's trials and suffering. Suffering comes to increase our faith and to test the genuineness of our faith. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. James chapter 1, verse 3, NIV. James was written by Jesus' brother James. He is writing to first century Christians, and he is teaching them how to live for Christ. James tells us that trials are character development. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5, NIV. Romans was written by the Apostle Paul to Jewish Christians in Rome. Romans was written to introduce Paul to the church. Paul tells us not only are trials character development, we should be happy that we are suffering because God is using pain for his purpose in our lives.